Warm temperatures will be occurring in the northern plains today and tomorrow. Eat it up while you can, because we're going to see a change in weather later this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect afternoon temperatures today to be mostly in the upper 60s and 70s. Tomorrow we'll see widespread 70-degree readings. There may even be an extreme over 80 degrees in south-central portions of South Dakota. All of this will likely come to an end as we go into the second half of this week. Thursday afternoon's temperatures will contrast sharply from the 30s and 40s near and west of the Missouri River in North Dakota to readings in the 50s and 60s in southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Now, the temperatures on Friday will be cool for everybody, with highs mostly in the 40s and a couple of upper 30s possible in northern Minnesota. Saturday may be an opportunity for short-term warming across the region, with temperatures getting into the 50s. But then a reinforcing shot of cooler air will come around as we go from Sunday into Monday, and the temperatures will start to fall additionally. And we'll look for temperatures on Monday of next week running upper 20s and 30s in North Dakota and 30s across many other areas, with a few 40s in the southeast part of the region. Nighttime lows are going to turn colder too. We are not expecting to see the temperatures get down too low for a while, but over the weekend and into next week, we will start to see quite a change, with temperatures dropping through the teens and perhaps even into some single-digit readings in areas way out to the west. Our immediate listening area will not see temperatures that cold quite yet. Teens and 20s will be common on Friday morning in the western three-fourths of our region. Saturday morning will be a little bit warmer. Sunday morning may also be a little bit warmer, but then as we go Monday into Tuesday of next week, we'll see teens and 20s common across the region. Now, precipitation for the region is not going to be that great for a little while. We will have a wind of significance blowing across parts of the region today and tomorrow in particular. We'll look for those speeds getting up over 40 miles per hour at times. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see some 50 mile an hour gusts tomorrow afternoon. We do expect to see the winds switch around to the north as we go into Thursday, but those winds will quickly diminish, and we'll look for a chance for rain to develop across parts of the region. First, some snow may occur in the western parts of the Dakotas. That will occur as we go into Thursday morning, but then Thursday afternoon and Thursday night, we'll look for showers occurring in the eastern two-thirds of our region, with Minnesota possibly wettest and a little light snow coming in behind it. The moisture totals here will not be that great. They will run mostly upwards to the range of a tenth to maybe 0.3 inch, maybe something locally more in the east. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.